Thank you for holding. Is this Jerry?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jerry. My name is John. I'm one of the directors that handles pricing here at Local Splash for the state of Colorado. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. God is good. It's been a very, very good, busy morning. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives here, Marietta, and she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions in regards to our services or how any of it works?
Well, I just was wondering because I just punched in Handyman on Google and I don't see Local Splash that pops up on here at all.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't put ourselves up there. We're a Google partner. So the companies that are up there are using a Google partner like us to get themselves listed there. So you would see your competitors if you look up Handyman, not our company name. We're calling to put you on Google. We don't put ourselves on Google and then sell you leads. I'm imagining you're thinking this is like Home Advisor that you're using now, and it's completely different. Home Advisor actually pays. Oh, you're not using them anymore?
Home Advisor, because I do not use Home Advisor.
Well, you actually made it onto our qualified candidates list, so that comes from Google. But usually, what they do is they'll look up everything that's under your business name and phone number on the internet, and then they send that over to us with the qualified candidates list. So when I pulled your information, that Home Advisor listing was the first thing to pop up here.
Yeah, I don't, those guys, I'm not real happy with Home Advisor because they don't, I told them not to use my name or sell my name, and here we are.
Yeah, I hear that often. The reason they do that is so they can kind of, you know, if people go online to look up your business right now, that's what shows up first. Mm-hmm. So if they end up calling that, it goes to a tracking number, and now they got a fresh lead they could sell.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yep. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm sure you've used Google once or twice yourself. It's 2021. I know you see the value probably of having yourself on Google. It's kind of hard to have a successful business nowadays without people being able to find you. But it's being compounded by it. Your need is basically being compounded by the fact that you have them up there basically intercepting anything that you may have been able to get, right?
Yeah, I get that. That's fine.
I'm
just kind of actually Googling here right now.
Yep. Look up Bathroom Model, Eagle, Colorado, or any of your services, really. Handyman. Handyman's an awesome category because we can list you for so many different services. If you want to focus on decks, you know, minor repairs, major repairs, installations, building additions, you know, you name it. But if you look up Bathroom Model, for example, in Eagle, you'll see guys like Studio 80 or New Life Remodeling up there, Rusty Spike Enterprises. You know, they're a bathroom modeling company, been around for like 45-plus years, you know. So having your name in that conversation is going to give them an opportunity to call you, which means you'd get live leads. They're not leads that we capture and then sell to you and four or five other guys like Home Advisor. We just put you up there and let the customers call you direct. We don't charge per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate, you know, and it's all month to month without any kind of long-term contract. So if it's something you want to try out, you know,
What's the rate?
Okay, good question. So let me pull up the pricing. Do you get texting on this phone number that we're on here?
I do.
Okay. Is it okay if I send over a text message with a link to the pricing page so I can show you everything?
Sure.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send this over now. It'll come from a 714 phone number. There you go.
Okay.
And you don't have a website or anything yet, Jerry?
I have a Facebook page. I'm just really small. I work by myself.
Okay.
You know, and like I just started this last August, not this last August, but a year ago in August.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we've done really well. I've done a couple of big bathroom remodels and a lot of little stuff.
Yeah.
You know, for just working by myself, I've done really well for myself. My wife is in marketing and advertising, so that's
right.
A big boost.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Imagine being on the first page of Google. I mean, these people pull out their phone, look up a service that you provide, and boom, you're right there. All your reviews are there. A website, beautiful website showing all the work you've done in the past. I mean, those jobs are just going to be that much easier to get. You know, and I always tell people, you don't want to wait until you're doing bad to go scrambling around trying to find a listing on the first page of Google, because these are rare. You know, there's only three guys that show there under that map. I'm sure you've seen if you Googled handyman there. You know, so you want to have it while you're up.
Really, I mean, in all honesty, I don't see a lot that pops up locally.
For handyman?
Because Angie's List comes up, Yelp, and stuff like that. There's just so much crap on here that.
Yeah, those are organic placements. I mean, the first ones that show up will be ads, like Angie.com and Thumbtack.com. Those are ads.
Yep.
And then there's a map, and then there's your local guys just under that map. So that's where we're talking about placing you. You'll be one of those top recommended guys here on page one. The small to medium-sized businesses do this. The big ones will do things like the ads and the organic placements, and those guys aren't actually going to go out and help anybody. They're just a lead gen company. So they're basically going to get their leads from Google and then sell it to you, when you could really get leads from Google yourself without having to go through that third party that's upcharging you. So we'd be getting it to you for wholesale rather than you get a nickel and dime for every single opportunity, whether you get the job or not, you know. And that's ideal. I mean, from my experience, guys typically prefer being on the first page of Google. Far more people are using Google then are going on their browser and typing in Home Advisor, you know, or Angie's List or any of those services. They're all just doing a general Google search for a handyman, right, or one of your services. So this is the spot to be. I mean, just in your county in the last 30 days, the keyword handyman has 1,812 searches. I'm not implying that you're going to get 1,812 calls by us putting you up there. But even if you're only able to capitalize on 1% of that business, or you're cherry picking and only taking on 1% of that business, that's like a new business opportunity every single day throughout the month.
Sure.
You know? So it's definitely profitable. Mm-hmm. It's self-sufficient. It pays for itself with the clients that it brings in. And that's why we're able to offer it to our customers on a month-to-month basis. We don't have to have you marry us or sign a long-term contract to prove it to you. You know, you should be willing to come back on your own. Usually a smart business owner is not going to cancel on a profitable situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I did send you that.
What's there is $300 a month or whatever?
That's the essential. Yeah. So that's their normal value. Here's the thing, Jerry. You're kind of on the fence about it, okay? I could just tell by, you know, you're like, I don't know if I need it, right? I want to prove you need this, okay, by getting your foot in the door and showing you how it works. So here's what I was thinking I can do. I could put you on the Platinum Package. The Platinum Package has all the extra bells and whistles, like a .com website for your business. You get on the first page of Bing. You can get extra leads there. You're on Amazon Alexa Voice Search. And then we complete your online profile by putting you on these directories that are trusted by Google, Yelp, Yellow Pages, some of the guys that even use Google Marketing in order to get their leads, right? You won't get charged per lead with those. They're just included in the package. This one has a tracking system, so I could show you everything that you're getting. I'll put you on that Platinum, but for $299, the essential package price, and then I'll also go one step further and waive your setup fee for you entirely. So you won't have to pay the setup fee that's down in that fine print. So for $299 out the door, you're getting Platinum Package and all of its contents. That's the maximum feel of what we can provide for you as a Google partner. Okay? So if you can't get a consistent...
My subscription, if you guys...
you'd keep the website. Yeah, you'd keep the website. We're not going to hold it hostage from you. So we'll make sure that even if you cancel in the future, you're in a better position than you are now, and you have all those things that we built up and the gallery and the portfolio that we built in that site.
That's a pretty cool idea, actually.
Yeah, I mean, even a website alone is going to run you at least $200. So it's like, even if you tried it for a month and you canceled it, you're still going to win. But what I'm banking on is you're going to sit back and look at these numbers and go, okay, I think I'm going to continue to roll with this. This is a long-term marketing solution for my company.
So here's, how about this? Why don't you give me a name of somebody you have in my area that I can punch in and pull up, see what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean, any of your services, you can actually type in and see. There's other companies up there. So if you typed in just Handyman and Eagle, or if you want to be really specific, you could type in like a zip code in the area, like 81631, and you'll be able to see a map that pops up there, and then there's three guys listed under that map. That's called Google Places. Just above our pricing on the pricing page that I sent you, there's a badge there. It says Google Ads Partner. We're a premier Google partner, so we're actually the highest rated Google partner in the industry, if you look up the Google partners. So we have an extensive track record of doing this. Go ahead.
I'm a little bit way fast for me here.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
So I just punched in Handyman near me on Google, sir. So I've got the Handyman map. So there's two guys here, Husband for Hire and Rob Carriers, and then Mr. Handyman. So there's three guys. One guy's got a website. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. So you'll be one of those, but you'll have a leg up on these guys. You'll have a site. You'll have all the added features, right? You'll have the Google click-to-call button there, so they can just click it, calls you directly. Then you got a live person who just looked up Handyman in the area. But the only difference is Rob's got some reviews there. You won't get your star rating until you get your third or fourth review, but we'll help you get there. I mean, you can get three, four reviews in the first month. At that point, you've basically dominated your local market.
Okay.
And then we'll basically grow you from there. So that'll be your starting point, and then we'll just continue to do that. And like I said, if you can't get a consistent flow of clients of being on the first page of Google, then there's not a consistent flow of clients within 40 miles of you. Because we're covering your bases there, not just on Google, but all the directories.
So, like, this Mr. Handyman that's on there, is he supposedly a local guy, or is that just a group?
No, that could be a group. It could be a company with multiple other contractors under their roof. So, Mr. Handyman, are you talking about, is he in the ad section?
He's underneath the Handyman map here. It says Husband for Hire, Rob Carriers, which you see, and then Mr. Handyman down below that. He's got a website and direction on his.
Yeah, and he's one of the three underneath the map, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I see him at a Edwards. He's at a Edwards, that guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
He actually is out of Denver, looks like.
It shows he's registered out of Edwards, Colorado, on our back end.
Yeah, this one does. Yeah, but when you view all, then it pops up a map, and Mr. Handyman pops up. It's a franchise.
Well, a huge benefit to you in the package that I'm setting you up with is that you get also Google advertising. You'll see in that platinum package, and that's why that package is usually $5.99. So not only do you have Google Places, but you have an ad, and that ad is going to allow us to have you showing on the first page for a full 40-mile radius, not just in your local area here. So that way we're covering all your bases.
That is my local area because I live in the mountains. So, you know, our local area is basically along the I-70 corridor up here in the hills. So, I mean, my local area runs along that corridor. There's not a lot that spreads out. I mean, I'm between Aspen and Vail. So, you know, I got a high-end client in Beaver Creek and stuff like that. So, I don't like to go over to Aspen because it may be within 40 miles of me, but that's driving over the top of the mountain. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So what I meant to say here is that it's a customized targeted marketing strategy, okay? Normally, they send a postcard to your home or to your business street address. It's called a Google PIN verification letter. From there, on average, you get about a 20-mile radius if you're not using Google Ads. right? But we incorporate Google Ads so you can cover that full 40 miles. Now, to piggyback on what you're saying, is we could also have negative areas as well as point of emphasis areas where we can make it so you don't show if you don't want to go to Aspen. So those people won't be seeing you as an option. We'll go in there and customize not just the service area that you're showing in, but the services that you're showing for. So that way when they call you, you know it's somebody that had to have been in one of those areas and typed in one of your services in order to even get your information and contact you in the first place. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So it'll save you a lot of time. That way you're not dealing with people that actually aren't relevant to your business. We don't want to waste your time either. You know, we want to get you in a position to make as much as you can, because ultimately that's what's going to keep you coming back and using our services each month.
Yep, I get it. I totally understand.
Yep. So we got to work, make it work for you. I'm sorry?
So what cost me after that?
That would be the advantage. So what I'm saying is if you come on board with me today, I'm going to lock in that pricing structure. So as long as you're with us, you get that discounted rate. That's not going to go up on you or change in the future.
And that's a month-to-month agreement, correct? If not a contract?
Correct. Month-to-month, no contract.
So when I give you a credit card, you don't bill me every month?
Well, we don't manually process transactions. I'm not putting in your information every month. So it is set up to automatically bill on a set day. So if I sign you up today on the 3rd, you'd be set to get billed again on December 3rd. It does say in our voice verification, and we send you in writing, that it is fully cancelable at any time. All that we ask is that you contact client support before the next billing is due, so that way we can go in there and actually stop that billing cycle. But again, that's worst case scenario. I don't see you discontinuing or canceling anytime soon, especially when you compare this to what you're coming from with that home advisor system and you telling me you didn't like it. It's apples and oranges. I think it will be really easy to make you happy, especially if that's your first experience.
What I didn't like about home advisor was their agreement, the agreement that you have to sign with them. Because it gave them control to start sending my name out to everybody in the world and using my name to advertise, which you obviously seen because you pulled my name up off of Home Advisor or something, because either that or
they submitted you to Google. Yeah.
So I need to call them and tell them to cease and desist. So, on that. So I'd be willing to do it, I guess. How does it work on the website? How do we set that up? Because I don't have a lot of time over the next few days to work on something like that.
No, I hear you. Like I said, we do all the legwork on it. We just want to pick your brain and make sure it's looking how you want it to look. So once I sign you up here, I'm going to set an appointment for a client interview. We could either do it later today or tomorrow, and we'll have a technician contact you, and they have like a questionnaire, and they'll basically walk you through it, and then we'll get the initial setup. We'll send it over to you once it's the initial setup, and then if you want to make any revisions, you just let us know, and we'll continue to customize it until it looks exactly how you want it to look.
Okay, I can do that.
Are ever involved.
That, and I'm going to spend that in a paper advertisement. Nobody reads paper anymore, anyway.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that would be pointless with the weather.
Well, I've actually got a couple of hits off of it, but it's just pretty pricey for the size of it.
Wait till you see what we could do here.
I'll give you a shot. I'll try it out. How about that?
Okay. So you're going to love it. I'm telling you, it's 2021. You should have done this last August.
No, I couldn't because I couldn't have handled that much business. But right now, right at this very moment, the only real advertising I do is by word of mouth. And I get a lot of customers off a Facebook page called Veil Moms, because when you get on like Veil Moms around here, that's with the mom. If you get anywhere with the mom, then you're pretty well set. We've been doing really well on that. I'm not kidding. It's been crazy. But, this has been I'm thinking that the wintertime is going to slow down, so I was actually thinking about advertising a little bit, so you call me at the right time.
Yeah, word of mouth is great, Jerry. It's the best form of marketing there is. I tell people all the time. I mean, what better than a great review from somebody that you know? And that's basically what we're doing here on Google. It's just an online word of mouth chain. They can go in there, they can see reviews from people in the community that have used you before. Everybody's saying you're great. You know, that develops their trust and that gets them to go with you. But you got to have your name in that conversation when they're doing the search, or else your chances of landing those people are slim to none. So this will be a nice benefit for your company. Okay. So
no,
I'm going to... Okay.
Can we
so
do this,
what,
though? Because I have to wrap this up. I've got an appointment here in a bit.
I just need to verify some information and we'll secure the payment. What's your last name, Jerry?
Wetzel. Wetzel.
Okay. And is Jerry short for anything?
Nope. Short for
Jerry. Nope, just J-E-R-R-Y. Okay. And then what's your business email so I could send you the receipt and everything in writing with the discounted pricing?
My business email, is taskmasters, TASKMASTERS.
Okay.
411, it's 411 at gmail.com.
Perfect.
That's
you're already a Google
email.
Email
I want on the website.
That's okay.
That's my personal, business email. That's what I do, I keep that separate from everything else.
Yeah, we're not going to put this on the website.
So here's another question I've got. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name's Jonathan, but I go by John.
John. So you said that you send out a letter to confirm an address, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I do not get home delivery. I only have a P.O. box, so that's
I saw that.
Problem.
Right. So we could still verify your address over the phone, and then we could hide the street address online. So that way people aren't actually able to see your street address. They'll just be able to see city, state, and zip code that you're in.
My house.
Right. I wouldn't either. I'm pro-Second Amendment, Jerry, so that would be a big problem.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm just telling you that because if you try to send me something, it has to go to a P.O. box unless you send it FedEx or something like that because that's the only way
we can FedEx it. Yeah, they're usually FedExed, actually. So that's how we track them.
Okay, well, if that's the way you're doing it, then you can send it to the street address.
Okay. What's your business street address?
808 Brush Creek Court. Brush, like brush your hair, B-R-U-S-H. Brush Creek Court.
Okay.
That's Eagle, Colorado.
Is Brush Creek all one word? Oh, no, it's separate. Sure. I found it. Yeah, 81631?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and hide it. That way you don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep there. Okay, and then we just need to set your client interview and secure the payment. Are you going to be available this afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock?
That's
Mountain
a
time?
Good question. I will be on a job site, and I can talk on the phone while I'm working, so, I mean, that's fine. What is the number it's going to come from? Because is there a possibility they could shoot me a text before? Because it usually comes across as spam risk. And,
I will. I'll actually send you. I'll send you a text message 1 hour prior to the call, and then I will also confirm the exact phone number that they're calling from, and then you could let me know if that turns into a bad time for you. Just let me know, and then we could always reschedule it. Okay.
No, that's fine. Let's do that. Yeah, as long as I know what number it's coming from, because otherwise, if it comes across as a spam risk or something, I won't answer it.
I got you. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation through your Gmail, so you'll get that to pop up there. And then I will also send you a text message right now. I know you got the one with the pricing page, but I'm going to send you one with my direct number and extension. So that way you don't got to go through customer service every time. If you just want to call me directly, I'm the one that gave you the deal. So, yeah. I like to stay close to my clients, too. That's why I have a good retention rate. I'll basically walk you through everything until you say, hey, John, I got it. Okay, back up. All right. All right, so I got everything squared away. I sent that text off to you with my contact information. Did you get it?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me go check why that happened. Oh, that took a while. All right. All right, and then the last thing I got to do before I can let you go is secure the payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the Platinum service, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
The Visa.
Okay, and I know it's Jerry Wetzel. Is there any middle initial on the card?
R.
R, okay. And the billing address is the same as the business street address? Oh, sorry?
No, the billing address is P.O. Box 2216.
Okay. What was that before I sounded like I cut you off there? There's a delay in the line.
So I have, this is on my Taskmaster's card, so it says Jerry R. Wetzel and then Taskmaster's on it, just so that's...
Okay, let me go ahead and verify. No, that's important, because this is going to be a write-off for your business later, so you want to make sure that it has the business name on it. That way you could write it off as an expense come tax time in a couple months here. All right. Okay, and then... I'm ready whenever you are, if you want to read the card number 4 digits at a time from left to right.
Oh, so the billing address, I'm sorry, the billing address is a P.O. box?
Oh, I got it. 2216 and Eagle is 81631.
Okay. I want to make sure, because if you try to run it on the physical, it won't go. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Card
yeah,
number?
It'll decline. Mm-hmm.
Card number is 4259.
Okay.
0740.
Okay.
0556.
Okay.
1357.
1357?
Yeah. You want me to read that again?
Yeah. Well, it's encrypted, so I wouldn't even be able to really see it now. But I think we got it right. It's ending in 1357, it says. That's it.
Yep.
Okay, and then what's the expiration date, month, and year?
8/24.
8/24. Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
932.
Okay, and if one of those numbers is wrong, it'll just decline it. Now, before I can process the payment, I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification. This is a 60-second recording, added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me, or I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction, okay?
Yep.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Taskmasters.
Thank you, and can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jerry Wetzel. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Taskmasters?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
What does that mean? What is that?
So basically what that is we just want disclosure. Okay, if you're going to add a company and that company is going to go in there and touch the website we built, we want to get a heads up on it so that way we're not scattering around like a chicken with their head cut off. Honestly, you shouldn't need anything else. Yeah, just to be a straight shooter with you, I put you on a Platinum service, okay? So that way we basically handle everything online for Taskmasters. You shouldn't have to have 100 different bills or be signing up for other companies. They're just going to end up duplicating something we created for you or charging you for something you already have. So if you're not sure, just you have my direct number and extension, give me a ring so that way we could keep your overhead low, okay?
Okay. Yep, sounds good.
All right. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 3rd of 2021. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's for the Platinum Package service, and I have waived the setup fee. Now, this is an indefinite discount, so when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month in the same pricing structure of $299 for that Platinum Package. You are not binded to a contract, so it says you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support. All that we ask is that you contact client support before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asked if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, I agree.
All right. So you should have received a confirmation text message. We'll have an outline of the agreement in writing there. It's called your subscription terms. Okay. At the bottom of that, it'll ask you to agree to text messages, verify that you're the cardholder, and sign off on it. And there's a hard copy of that sent to your email as well. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to reach out to me. Like I said, I'm going to be able to walk you through the campaign until you tell me to back up. Okay, but it's pretty easy. I'll send you over an email with your login information for your tracking system, and a little 5-minute YouTube video shows you how to use it. But again, you know, I have guys that are like 65, 70 years old, Jerry. They don't use a computer. So, I mean, I still make it work for them. If you have any questions, you know, no questions or dumb questions, just give me a call and we could do it the old school way too.
Did you just call me old?
No, I said old school way.
Just fucking with you, man. All right, sounds good. I got to go. Are we good here or what?
Yeah, we're good to go. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Yep, you're going to get a call this afternoon between 2 and 3 o'clock, and then we're also going to touch base with you around the time that client or that PIN verification letter comes in the mail. That way I could get the little 5-digit number off the back of it from you.
Okay.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.